This is the Joyful Weight Loss Podcast, and I'm your host, Sarah Wells, MD. Listen in each week, and I'll share from science and scriptures that encourage you in how to cultivate healthy habits so you can lose extra weight and gain more health while cultivating joy. Be sure you are following the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Now, let's dive into this week's topic. Hello and welcome back. I hope that everyone is doing well. Hope y'all have had a great week. So today I am going to jump back into talking about the keys to consistency, because consistency is the key to being able to maintain health gains when we've reached them. This is how we maintain weight loss when we've reached weight loss. If we can be consistent in the things that are hard or even just a little bit uncomfortable, we can reap incredible results. So even when something feels unnatural, even when we don't want to do something, if we can just be consistent, we can get it to become eventually a habit that we don't really think about. It becomes second nature. It's just something we do. And then the results can come in a much easier way. So I'm going to go back and remind you, I've said this before, but what Aristotle said this, that we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. So what does that mean? Well, think about your life and your goals and the results you're hoping for in terms of your health. Think in the long term, think across decades, and try to imagine the habits you're trying to build as something that you're still practicing, something you're still doing decades from now. Is that something that you want? Is that what you hope for? You really have to know where you want to be headed before you can choose what to be consistent about. Long-term thinking doesn't mean you have to act slowly. It means you have to act in doable ways, ways that you can be consistent. So taking a dramatic change and expecting it to be consistent is going to be harder than making a small change consistently. And consistent small action will compound. When you do that, you start to inch toward bigger things being easier. And sometimes you just have to do that in small steps. So, you know, when I went through before the summer break, I went through a lot of ways to build consistency. And some of the things I covered there, I'm going to review now. Okay. One of them is tapping into your motivation. So you want to think about what is motivating you to make these changes, and that is what's going to help you become consistent when you tap into your motivation regularly. So maybe making a list of all the things that are driving you toward change and then reviewing it. When you've written down your motives and you regularly review them, that can really help you not quit. Because really being consistent is about just not quitting. It doesn't mean you don't mess up. It means that when you mess up, you keep going and you try again. And you try again after that. And believe me, I did not get to the place I am now in my health that's a lot better than it used to be by quitting every time I messed up. I messed up a whole lot, but just keeping going and trying again. And every time the mess up would happen, I would learn something more and get a little bit better. And that little bit better and that trying again is key to being consistent, and that will drive your success forward. Now, what about when you don't have a motivation? First, I talked about tapping into your motivation. Well, what about when you don't have it? Well, that's when you've got to think about other things that are external to you to help you take care of yourself, that you can kind of set up ahead of time while you're motivated, so that when you're not motivated, those external things are in place. Those would include things like your environment, not having the foods around that you know will be a problem, having systems set up that support you, having meals prepared maybe from a place of motivation, you prepare a bunch of meals ahead of time, put them in the freezer, or you chop a bunch of veggies ahead of time, put them in the fridge, have them at eye level. Things you do when you're motivated to support you when you're not motivated. There's a whole lot more you can listen to about that way back in episode 14 of season 3. So the other thing that I went into next during that series was quitting procrastination. So, you know, there's just a whole lot of reasons and excuses we can come up with to keep us from starting all the things that are hard. And a lot of consistency comes down to just not allowing yourself to delay. The thing that's really hard, just doing it first. Getting it out of the way, you know, doing the Mark Twain thing where you swallow your frog first thing in the morning, and that's the hardest thing you do all day. So just doing the hard thing first in consistency, and that builds the repetitive habit of just doing something hard, even when you don't feel like it. The benefit of this is you get to enjoy the benefits longer of whatever you did that was hard, and there's a bigger return on your investment when it's done early. So like if you know, my example from that episode was if I wipe the counter first thing in the morning, even though it's annoying and I have to put a lot of empty cups away and load the dishwasher before I can even get to the point where I wipe the counter. If I wipe it first thing, I'm going to enjoy the clean counter every time I walk past it. Whereas if I wait till the end of the day, I don't really get to enjoy it that long. So you get a compounded return on your investment when you do things early on. And that can happen with other things. That can happen with exercise. Every time, if I exercise first thing in the morning after I get the things I have to do done, then the whole rest of the day, I feel better. My brain is sharper. I'm thinking more clearly. The benefits are so much bigger to me when I do it early. So that's why procrastination is something you want to just kick it out of your life in terms of your health goals. Quit procrastinating and just do the hard thing right away. Don't let yourself think about it. Just decide and act. The next thing that helps with consistency is tracking your goals, tracking what it is you're aiming for, you know, writing down what your goal is that you're working toward, writing it down every day and writing down the progress you're making towards it every day. So that helps you keep the right goalpost in sight, because it's really easy to get distracted and think that your goal is different than what it is. For example, in health, it's really easy to think that the goal is some number on the scale when the goal is actually the habit that you're trying to build. So if you every day are writing down the habit you're working toward building and how much progress you've made in that habit, how many days you've practiced that habit, that helps you stay on top of what your goal is instead of getting distracted by whatever the scale is doing. That's a really helpful way of keeping you from quitting and keeping you consistent. The other thing I covered was lowering your threshold. And what that meant is setting your bar low enough that you can be consistent, not biting off more than you can chew in terms of what you're aiming for in consistency. So you can go back to episode 17 to review that. But that's incredibly helpful to give yourself something that's doable as a minimum instead of something that's impossible as a minimum. For example, if you're just starting to get into exercise, making your goal 5 minutes a day of exercise. And that's just doable. And most of the time, you're probably going to keep going after 5 minutes. But when you start with something like that, it can actually be doable. You can actually be consistent and you can build that up from there. You can increase it to 10 minutes, increase it to 15, you know, as you feel ready. Just tiny steps that you feel like you can do forever. That's how you decide. Is this something I should add on? Well, how long can you be consistent with it? If you can't see yourself being consistent with a habit across the long term, across a lifetime, then maybe you should reconsider if that's the best habit for you to focus on right now. The next thing that can help you be consistent would be to live inside your success, to give yourself an opportunity to paint a really vivid image in your mind of where you want to be, of how you'll feel when you're successful in, reaching the goals that you're setting. What does the person you are when you've reached that goal do every day? How do you live there? How do you feel? And what can you do now to feel that way? Because really what you're going toward is you're headed toward getting to that feeling of success, of health. If you can't right now feel gratitude for the health you have right now, whatever it is, you're going to have a hard time feeling gratitude when you get there. So the key is to cultivate those feelings of gratitude and caring for yourself and caring for your health now in ways that you can carry forward to arrive at that final goal and that destination that you're headed toward. Another thing that can help you stay consistent, another key to consistency is simplicity. How can you make things simpler? We can overcomplicate things so much. I was thinking this week about my meal plan, and I can overcomplicate it a lot. It doesn't have to always be fancy. It doesn't always have to be complicated and cool. I can actually just have something one day where it's a busy day and I just have some baked chicken and some broccoli. And that can be really simple, but it can be fine. You know, other days I can do more complicated dishes, more interesting flavors. I can simmer things for a long time, but it's really okay to keep things simple. If I have to choose between simplicity and complicated things, if I'm having trouble being consistent, it's better for me to go with a more simple approach. And this can have to do with shopping. You can make that simpler. You can make your surroundings simpler. You can make your exercise simpler. There are a lot of things that we, if you're like me, you can overcomplicate. And that makes it harder to be consistent. So maybe think of areas where you can make things simpler, and that will help you move toward consistency. That's been something I have found to be helpful. And that's episode 19 of season 3, if you want to go back and listen to more of that. And then the last thing I talked about before summer break was creating an environment that supports you being consistent. And that kind of goes back to what can you do while you're motivated to set up your environment to support you being consistent when you're not motivated. And I talked a lot about that there in episode 20. So I talked about cues. I talked about things that you see that can trigger you to act in certain ways. And how to set up your environment for success. So that's a review of the keys to consistency that I talked about in season 3. If you want to go back deeper into any of those, review any of those are available for you to go back and listen to. And next week, come back. I'll be talking about another key to consistency to help as we enter into fall. And I hope that this has been helpful. I hope that you can continue to be consistent in maintaining your habits that you've built that are healthy, or if they have slid, I hope that you can regain consistency in building them back up. If you're like me, it is sometimes hard. I am just like anyone, very unmotivated sometimes. But I have found ways to work through that lack of motivation and still maintain consistency. And that has been very important for me in keeping off my, you know, 90-ish, 80-ish pound weight loss. And in this year, you know, I mentioned early in season 3, I had some regain. I have mostly lost all of that. And, you know, keeping those consistent actions that I've talked about, you know, building consistency has been very important in that. So, and I'll update that later this season as well about losing that regain and how I did that. All that being said, I hope that y'all have a great week and come back again next week for more. This information is for educational and informational purposes only and solely as a self-help tool for your own use. I am not providing medical, psychological, or nutrition therapy advice. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any health problems or illnesses without consulting your own medical practitioner. Always seek the advice of your own medical practitioner and/or mental health provider about your specific health situation. For my full disclaimer, please go to www.joyfulweightloss.com/. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this, I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things. First, please leave a review for me. This is how people find the podcast. Secondly, y'all, sharing is caring. You can actually easily share this episode or podcast entirely with a friend. Just text it to them. Lastly, if you're looking for more encouragement and direction from me, go sign up for my free newsletter. It's called The Extra Helping. You can go to www.joyfulweightloss.com. That's joyful spelled with two L's. And then when you're there, click on The Extra Helping to sign up. That's all for now, y'all. Don't forget to be sure you're subscribed and tune in again next week for more.